This is North Shore Today for Friday, September 1, 2017. Ariana McNeil writes in today's Salem News, 13 other communities throughout the state work with the U.S. Department of Agriculture Wildlife Services on removing problem geese, in addition to Beverly. Over the last few days, the city has garnered attention and some scrutiny for a contract with the USDA that involves trapping Canada geese with net guns and euthanizing them off-site. Afterward, the meat is donated to charitable organizations as a food source or to places that rehabilitate animals. Some of the birds are simply sent to landfills, according to the USDA. Peabody also contracts with the federal government on controlling resident geese, according to Mayor Ted Betancourt, but that city has not had the birds euthanized. The mayor is quoted as saying it has been an issue at times at certain parks. The Salem News has submitted a Freedom of Information Act request to the USDA, asking for the other 12 communities throughout the state that work with the agency on controlling Canada geese populations. Beverly's goose removal controversy began when a person posted to a community Facebook page about the issue. Beverly has four areas that it's working on with the USDA to control the goose population. More in the story written by Ariana McNeil in today's Salem News. Using the term counterfeit scam is a bit strong, but the Danvers Library does have a problem that could be driving them a little bonkers. Bill Newell has that story.
Rick, Ethan Foreman writes in today's Salem News that while tokens from Chuck E. Cheese's and Bonkers Funhouse are great for playing skee ball or other arcade games, they just won't cut it when it comes to paying overdue book fines or printing fees at the Danvers Library. Someone, however, thought it was worth a try. Sue Contos, the bookkeeper at the Peabody Institute Library in Danvers, wound up tallying three Chuck E. Cheese tokens and one Bonkers token while counting coins the other day before she realized that they weren't real currency. Quote, "Somehow their coins turned up in the rest of the cash," Contos said. "The library accepts cash for overdue books, printing fines, and lost books, but not tokens. Everyone got a laugh out of it," she said. On Wednesday, the library posted a fun reminder on Facebook asking patrons to make sure they are paying fines with real quarters, not funny money. "This summer, we've had a surge of folks attempting to pay fines and printing fees with tokens from Chuck E. Cheese's and Bonkers. Since they are not legal tender, we cannot accept them," the notice said. Quote, "They are the size of quarters, so you have to pay attention," said Acting Library Director Jennifer McGeorge, who also got a kick out of the tokens discovery. There's more on this story in today's edition of the Salem News. And oh, and for you old-timers, don't try to come in with green stamps either. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell.
All righty, Bill, thank you. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News, residents in Salem got their first look at the Driscoll versus Prevey fight last night as two opposing mayoral candidates offered promises of progress. One of progress continued, the other of progress yet to be delivered. Three-term Mayor Kim Driscoll and her challenger in this year's elections, former city councilor and Freeman Road resident Paul Prevey, squared off at the season's first debate Thursday night. The election season forum was held at Hawthorne Hotel and hosted by the Salem Chamber of Commerce and Salem News. Much more in the story written by Dustin Luca in today's Salem News. Adam Swift writes in itemlive.com, in Peabody, for years, merging onto Centennial Drive from Route 128 has defied all the expectations of Massachusetts drivers. The rules of the road, when intermittently followed, tend to have drivers pretending to merge when entering from the right, while those entering from the left do their best to keep their feet glued to the gas pedal. Again, this is according to the story by Adam Swift. Not on Centennial Drive, though. Until this summer, the traffic pattern has squarely placed the yield responsibilities on the motorist entering Centennial Drive from exit 28 on Route 128 South and Forest Street on the left-hand side of the road. State Representative Tom Walsh is quoted as saying, "When I ran for state representative, there was a lot of talk about this. I'm also on the city council, and we asked the state to look at this and alleviate the hazard. This summer, the state took action. The Massachusetts Department of Transportation repaved the roadway and changed the lane reconfiguration heading onto Centennial Drive. Those entering onto Centennial Drive from Route 128 North are now faced with the yield sign. Walsh again is quoted as saying traffic flowing over the bridge from Route 128 South, as well as from Forest Street, now have the right-of-way heading on to Centennial Drive. In addition to the request from the City Council, Walsh said he has also worked alongside the city's Community Development Department and Peabody Police Captain Scott Richards to come up with a safer, more intuitive traffic flow for the stretch of road. More in the story written by Adam Swift in today's itemlive.com. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.